This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. External Affairs Mr. Dr. S. Jaishankar to launch the logo, theme and website for the upcoming BRICS summit to be held in New Delhi this year. Addressing media in New Delhi today, Dr. Jaishankar said, India will seek to bring together the potential of BRICS countries for the greater global welfare during the summit. He said BRICS will complete 20 years this year, during which it steadily evolved into a significant platform for cooperation among emerging markets and developing economies.
In 2026, BRICS will complete 20 years since its inception, during which it has steadily evolved into a significant platform for cooperation among emerging markets and developing economies. Over the years, BRICS has expanded its agenda and membership, responding to changing global realities while remaining focused on people-centric development, fostering dialogue, and promoting practical cooperation.
Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav participated in the Critical Minerals Ministerial Meeting hosted by United States Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent in Washington, D.C. today. The meeting focused on strengthening global supply chains for critical minerals, including rare earth elements. On the occasion, Mr. Vaishnav said this is very important for countries like India, where manufacturing, especially electronics, is growing quickly.
As we all know, and especially in India, when the manufacturing sector is growing rapidly, especially electronics manufacturing, it's very important for all the countries, including India, to have a resilient supply chain of critical minerals. It was a very positive meeting in which the thought process was to improve the quality and availability of critical minerals.
In the meeting, participating countries shared their experiences and talked about steps they are taking to make supply chains stronger. They discussed technologies for refining minerals so that high-quality critical minerals like rare earths and permanent magnets are available sustainably in the long term. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today said that the vision of a Viksit Bharat can only be realized when the youth of the country is drug-free, healthy and purpose-driven. Mr. Radhakrishnan said this while addressing University of Delhi's drug-free campus campaign in the national capital. The Vice President said that the campaign aligns strongly with the government's Nasha Mukt Bharat Abhiyan. He underlined that substance abuse is a social challenge, a public health concern and a threat to country's demographic dividend. Union Home and Corporation Minister Amit Shah is on a three-day visit to Gujarat from today. During the visit, Mr. Shah is scheduled to inaugurate several development projects and participate in the Uttarayan festivities across the state. On the first day of his visit today, Mr. Shah will inaugurate a newly constructed sports complex at the Arts and Commerce College in Mansa in Gandhinagar. Later, he will perform the groundbreaking ceremony for the BSL-4 Biotechnology Research Center under the State Science and Technology Department in Pethapur. In the afternoon, the Home Minister will lay the foundation stone for a pharmaceutical academy of global excellence at the Sanathal in Ahmedabad. The day's engagements will conclude in Anand, where he will attend the 15th convocation of the Chorotor University. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced that countries maintaining commercial ties with Iran will face economic penalties from Washington. In a social media post today, Mr. Trump said any nation doing business with the Islamic Republic of Iran would be subject to a 25% tariff on all trade conducted with the United States effective immediately. Meanwhile, the White House has said President Trump is keeping all options open in dealing with Iran, including military action, but diplomacy remains his first choice. In the India Open badminton tournament will kick off at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium in New Delhi today. Two-time Olympic medalist P.V. Sindhu will lead India's challenge in the competition. In the women's doubles, Trisha Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand will lead the Indian challenge, which has a strong home presence. In the men's singles, Lakshya Sen and Ayush Shetty will face each other in the opening round. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading marginally down during forenoon trade today. The Sensex slipped 27 points to 83,851, while the Nifty dipped 8 points to 25,782 when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.